You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome you and greet you wherever you are. And we're honored to be here with you. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon, and we've been doing this for quite a few years, and we do a lot with the Jewish roots and Hebrewism and understanding what God wants us to know, and so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We trust that you can. If you can't, we do offer CDs and also a tape if you'd like that, and you miss part of the program, you'd like to listen to it, well then all we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to our ministry here, which is Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, that's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip is 34995. Give us the date, whether you want a CD or a tape, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. So we're honored to be here with you. We've been doing this program for a long time, and we enjoy it, and we want to know more about the Lord. The more we find out about Him, the more we fall in love with Him. So we're honored to be here with you at this time every Saturday for a solid hour to discuss things with you, and we give you the Word of God. And so, not too many ministries have a husband and wife team sitting across the table from each other in their office recording something that you can be blessed with. And so
Amen.
My wife is across the table with me at this time, our desk, I should say, not a
smiling
table.
Smiling at you, baby.
Yeah. And so we're honored. We've been here in Stuart for 21 years Amen. With Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and we thank God for what He's done. And as we look to the future, more things will be done as well. And if you get hungry for God, well, you'll dig into the Word of God, and this is what we're going to ask you to do today. As you look at these things, you want to dig into the things of God and find out more about your Savior, Yeshua, and what a great thing He did for all of us with His death, burial, resurrection, and all that's encompassed around His life and all that. All the benefits we have, nine manifestations of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and our prayer, and we got so many things to be thankful for that we have because of what He did for us. Amen, Pastor Don?
Yes, we do. We certainly do. And, so, you know, I know there's a lot of people that are listening to us that have been listening to us for a long while. We've been on this radio broadcast for 17 plus years.
Now, yeah.
And so, but I'm sure there's somebody new. There's always somebody new that calls and wants mm-hmm. some information. So I want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. And we are also on the internet, so if you happen to be driving down the highway and you'd like to listen to us again or listen to some of the past broadcasts, you can go to WCNO.com and you can listen live.
Pull it up on your computer, right?
On Saturday mm-hmm. at 12 noon, or you can listen to us at another time at your convenience. They have several hundred of, you know, there's lots of listening on there 24/7, mm-hmm. and you just go to Saturday.
That's right.
And when you get to Raising the Standard, you'll see Gene Hilton, Pastor Gene Hilton, and you click on there and you can choose whatever you want to listen to. You can listen to all the programs. That's a lot of listening time. Then mm-hmm. I know you'll be blessed by it. And I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. And this Sunday we have our fellowship meal, which we don't have every Sunday, but this Sunday we do have a fellowship Amen. Meal. So if you plan on coming, Plan on coming, staying, and eating with us, and you have time of fellowship. And it's always a good time for people to, you know, spend time talking and just visiting and having a good time together.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so that will be this Sunday. Excuse me. We also have Friday night services, and that's at 7 p.m., a Shabbat service, and we have communion, and we spend time seeking God's presence and having some teaching. And then on Saturdays, we actually have a dance ministry in the church, and Pastor D, she, not myself, but another D, Pastor D, she teaches.
Donna Stanford?
Yes, right, this dance and worship, mm-hmm. And also we have bellows and flags and tabrets and all those things.
All kinds of
used
things.
They use in the Bible, amen? Right. And so that class is at 2, so if you're interested in knowing more about how to the priestly garments and the priestly worship, you just give us a call and we'll get you in contact with her. That class is at 2 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock we have our Bible school, and we're going to be starting a new class in the fall. So, and it's going to be it's going to be about
boundaries,
and yes. So we all need to have no boundaries. And a wonderful woman of God is going to be teaching it. Her name is Barbara Witt. And she'll be teaching that come the fall. But this Saturday, we're showing a DVD. Mm-hmm. And it's about...
Watchers Number 8 by L.A. Marzulli and his team.
Number 8 by L.A. Marzulli. Mm-hmm. And
we've already watched it. It's incredible.
Incredible.
Being revealed, yes.
Right. That's at 4 o'clock, and then we pray after that.
Right.
So if you'd like to come, I'm going to give you the phone number. We're here right here in Stewart on Counter Highway in the... Monterey Plaza. We're in a plaza next to the food store called Food Save a Lot. So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey over there in the Bahamas.
Yeah, in their car or something, somewhere like that.
The Temple of God. Yes, amen. They need prayer. Their computer's gone down. Their washing machine's gone down. And so they've got that on the way. But, you know, I didn't realize that the water system over there, you know,
so
they have
bad.
To drink.
They
collect rainwater because there's so much salt in the water.
That's right.
Over there on that island. And so they collect the rainwater. And so I guess the water that goes through the pipes is kind of hard on the washing machine.
Yeah.
So... we need to keep them in prayer and be able to bless them and help them as they are teaching the Word of God on Andros Island, the prophetic Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And the name of their ministry there, if you happen to be on Andros Island, you must look them up. Their names is Roscoe and Audrey Walks, and the name of the church is called the Temple of God.
On Conch Sound, no less.
On Conch Sound.
They're blowing the conch shell.
Amen. Praise God.
So it's wonderful.
What a blessing.
Right.
Amen.
So we're going to talk about a little bit here today. Maybe not a little bit, quite a bit. Well, we went through the month of Tammuz, and we mentioned some things a little bit about Tammuz. Well, today happens to be the 13th day of Av, and if you know anything about Jewish history and all, they have a period of 21 days from Tammuz 17 till the 9th of Av. That's just an incredible time. So many things has happened to them that's been disruptive and broken their hearts and all that with things that's happened. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this. And last week we talked about the calendar. So you're going to get an opportunity here today a little bit to practice what you heard last week about the calendar. Remember, the Jewish people are on a lunar calendar. It's not on the solar calendar. It's on a lunar calendar. It's based on the moon. And so you will see some things here with the calendar, and we'll kind of mention as we go. It'll help you to understand, because many times God doesn't give you the name of the month. He only gives you the number of the month and maybe the day of that month. And so you'll get an opportunity to exercise a little bit of what you found out last week. And we offered that circular calendar that we have in my book that I wrote, The Pictures of the Messiah. And that's still available. If you'd like to have that, you let us know and send us a self-address stamped envelope, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you. Right, Pastor Donna?
Yeah.
And you can look at that, and you can see how the civil and the spiritual, we call it the spiritual or the prophetic calendar, works out, and how it winds up the way it's shown on that calendar. Because there are two calendars in the Bible today that a lot of people don't know about. And there's a civil calendar from Genesis 1 to Exodus chapter 12. Chapter 12, God changed the number on the month, not the season. He changed the number on the month, and it was the beginning of their months. And so from that point on, everything was recognized, as the scriptures reveal, a prophetic and also a spiritual. I hate the word religious. Some people use religious, but it's a spiritual and prophetic calendar. And the only time the civil calendar is really referred to is with crops, okay, and also when they coronated kings and all that. So the rest of the prophetic word that God has here is always based on the lunar prophetic calendar. And so we praise God for that and to understand what it's all about. Now, if I kind of lost you there, you can order my book, God's Calendar, and also it's called The Pictures of the Messiah, and you can find out all about it. And the first lesson especially, we talk about the calendar, and if we don't understand that, we won't get much out of the rest of it. So you can get that for $25 offering and maybe $2 or $3 for shipping, and we'd be glad to mail it out to you. All you have to do is call and let us know, or you can just send a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. I'll say it again, Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. Well, what we want to talk about today is we're in this season, and we're through these 21 days, and I was thinking about this the other day. Nothing really drastic happened this year on the 9th of Av, which was this past Tuesday, but there was something going on. Look what's going on in Israel right now with Hamas, okay, and all the bombing and the shelling that's going on. So it's not a very good time that they're going through right now, but they're going to have the victory. But
You know, it went to their good this time.
That's
this year,
right.
Because there was a ceasefire.
That's right.
So praise God, you know, and so there's a lot of people praying, too. Right. You know, a lot of Christians praying. And God hears us when we pray. And so I think, you know, something good happened because there was a ceasefire that time. So praise God.
And we'll see
whether
it lasts. I didn't turn on the news today to find out, but we'll
pray
we'll
that
see.
It continues.
But here's another interesting thought. You know, Prime Minister Sharon, quite a few years ago, he was the one that allowed the Hamas and those Muslims to take over, and he gave them Gaza, the Gaza Strip. Well, that was a terrible time with them, and when all that happened and all. But, you know, he shortly after that, he had a major stroke, and he was in a coma for 8 years, and they kept him alive for those 8 years. But there was a prophetic word that went out while he was in his coma that after his death that something major was going to happen in Israel. Well, he just a few months ago died. Now we've got this thing going on with Hamas. And so there's just a lot of things going on in Israel we have to keep in mind and understand that these days with Israel are an incredible time of memory and sorrow of the things that, you know, that God wants them to remember. And we'll see some things in the scriptures here, how even they appointed fast. God didn't appoint those or allow those. I shouldn't say allow. He didn't make those fast, but the people did it on their own. So I want to show you one place before we start on this. I want to go to the book of Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah. And I want to go to chapter 8 with you. And then we're going to mention a lot of things that happened on the 9th of Av through history with the Jewish people. It is incredible, the suffering and the sorrow that they've gone through. And so no wonder this is basically a dreadful period of time, these 21 days. Well, if you're there, I'm going to Zechariah chapter 8, and I'm going to read verses 8 and 19 with you. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, "And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying this, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love the truth and peace." In the future, these times will be what? They'll be happy times and not sorrowful times. That's what he's declaring in all this. Amen. Now, look at this verse. It's very interesting. It talks about these fasts. The first one is the fast of the fourth month. Well, what's the fourth month on the Jewish calendar? It's the month of Tammuz. And so they had a fast because of what happened. And if we read history, we find out this is when the Babylonians came in and began to breach the temple walls and all. It was in the fourth month, which is the month of Tammuz. In fact, it was besieged for 18 months before it fell. But listen to this now. The fast of the fourth month, and then it says, and then the fast of the fifth month. Well, what's the month after the fourth month, the fifth month? What's that? The month of Av that we're in right now. So what happened there? That's when the temple was destroyed in 586 BC on the 9th of Av. The same thing happened in 70 AD. What time? The 9th of Av, that same date. So it was in... all that happened on that exact same date. So they declared a fast for that particular day and month. Now, the next thing is called the fast of the seventh. Now, this fast is the one that God declared and put in place as an appointed time. What fast is that? That's the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, okay? And then the fast of the tenth. Well, what's the tenth month? The tenth month is the month of Tevet, okay? And this is the tenth month shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. One day it's going to be something they're going to be really happy about, okay? So what happened on the 10th of month, of the 10th, the 10th month? Well, that's when the walls was breached completely and all the things that happened on the temple in 586 BC. So here we see these months are all mentioned here. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this month of Av, but the main thing we want to key in, because last Tuesday was what? Was the ninth of Av, Tish B'Av, it's called with the Hebrew. And we know it's on the ninth day of the month of Av, which like this year, what? Excuse me, was in our month of August, okay? So if we look at all this, we see some things. Let's look at some things here that we see that happened through the historical time of history with the Jewish people on the ninth of Av. And we got a lot of them here, but there's a lot more. Listen to this. Here we go. The first one. In 1312 BC is what they assume, the Jews, 10 spies brought a bad report leading to the what? To the wilderness. When they came out of captivity, when they went in to the promised land, they came back out and they got put into captivity because of what? Their unbelief. Only two of them came back with a good report. So when did the bad report come? It started on the 9th of Av that year. So that's when the curse began to come. Now in 1200 BC, Israel was told by God in the wilderness that that generation would not enter the land of promise. Isn't that interesting, huh? Glory. Now 586 BC on the 9th of Av, the Babylonian army destroyed the Holy Temple. Then 70 AD, not BC, this is 70 AD now, okay? This is what happened here. Titus and the Roman army destroyed the Holy Temple again on the exact same day. And we go all the way out to 135 AD, a place called Bethar, the stronghold of a man by the name of Bar Kokhba, they thought he was the Messiah, fell, ending the last trial for Jewish independence. That was done also on the 9th of Av. And then we have the next year, 136 AD, Rome began to erect the pagan city on the site of the temple dedication. Isn't that incredible to think about that? No wonder they grieved. And then we go out to 1096 AD, the first crusades began, which was on the 9th of Av. 1290 AD, the Jews were expelled from England. 1306 AD, the Jews were expelled what? From France. And in 1492, this is a famous one about Columbus and all, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabel signed a document, expulsion, and by July on the 9th of Av, all the Jews had to be out of Spain. Isn't that incredible? They put them on ships and on boats and sent them out to sea, and most of them died.
But you know, interesting, God had a man.
He sure did.
God always has a man for these different things that happen.
Good old Columbus.
And Columbus, that's right. And you know, Columbus, they say he was a Jewish.
They think he was Jewish, yeah.
And he was also a Christian.
That's
so
right.
So he would be a Jewish believer.
Right.
Amen, and Messiah.
That's right.
And so he led the people on those three ships that, you know, the history talks about and that we hear, we'll always learn in school here in America.
Came to America,
mm-hmm.
supposedly, but
right.
You know, some other people were here first, but he came also.
He didn't really land off, from
right.
what I understand, exactly on the United States. It was down further south in the Americas. But, you know, God had somebody to lead them out. God always has a leader, you know.
That's right.
God always has somebody. So that was pretty awesome. So, you know, we think about them being expelled,
that's
but
right.
they were also delivered at the same time.
Hallelujah, that's
so,
right.
So they right. didn't die, did they? No, well, maybe some of them did die, but they were delivered. So God has always has a deliverer, and, you know, I would say that he would be one who helped to deliver many of the people out of the hands of Spain.
That's right. Columbus wanted to come to this part of the world to evangelize. To the Indians and all whoever was here, you know.
And if we study a lot of these different things, different times that the Jews were told to leave or made to leave a certain place, you know, there's also been a time of deliverance for I'd say a remnant of them,
That's right.
Or a remnant, because God never lets all of them, he never destroys all of them. He always leaves a remnant.
There's always a remnant.
He always leaves a remnant.
That's right.
And you know, they weren't massacred, so thank God for that. So, you know, I look at this as being a bad time, but then also God uses certain turns things and he makes them good for his purposes.
That's right.
Just now, like the ceasefire that we
right.
just had on the 9th of Av.
See what happens.
You know, that could have been the time that they would have shot over the most amount of rockets and killed more and more people, but there was a ceasefire. So God's grace is there.
That's right. Now we have another year, 1648 AD. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this man's name. It's Kimmel Nicky, I guess. He was the king of Poland. massacred tens of thousands of the Polish Jews on the 9th of Av. Then we go out to 1670 AD. The last Jews left Vienna following the expulsion orders in that country as well. And then we go out to 1914. Declaration of World War II, or one, not two, but one, began on the 9th of Av. And then 1942, plans for the annihilation of the Jews were drafted, initiating World War II. Amen. The Nazis began deporting of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto at that time as well. And then 1990, which was just a few years ago,
the Gulf War.
The Gulf War begins, and Saddam Hussein, he was a type of Nimrod, raised his fist against Kuwait and the world at that particular time. Mm-hmm. So they're just a few of the things that's happened on the 9th of Av. And so
they're not all really, some of them are, most of them are related to the Jewish people, but some are related to things that happen that are going to bring destruction.
That's right.
For instance, what you just said, the Gulf War begins.
That's right. All this on the 9th of Av.
And then we have 1994, in July 16th, the 21 pieces of Shoemaker-Levy comet began to bombard on the planet of Jupiter. Now that was a sign. I think that
sign in the heavens
is a sign of judgment. Mm-hmm. And then also on 2009, July 21st, that was on the 9th of Av, Jupiter was hit again exactly 15 years, less 1 week from Shoemaker-Levy, by something as large as the Earth. Hit the planet.
Can you imagine?
Hit the planet
as
Jupiter.
Big as
you
the
know
Earth,
how big, big Jupiter is?
Jupiter's huge.
Something as big, I mean,
that's
if
right.
you put the Earth next to Jupiter, something as big as the Earth hit Jupiter at that time in 2009. Now, what is God giving us warnings here?
Sure is.
I think he could be giving us some warnings. He wants us to wake up and know that the time, you know, time is short. And so God, people need to repent. And we're coming up to the time of Teshuvah,
right? That's
right. And
not too far away now.
It means to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you have a little bit more here at the bottom here.
Well, go ahead and read that, what we wrote,
Thank you, Lord. On the 17th of Tammuz, 70 CE, the Romans breached the walls of Jerusalem.
That's right.
And for 3 weeks, Roman troops ransacked and destroyed the city until on the 9th of Av, they burnt the temple.
That's right.
The temple, you know, was destroyed twice.
Totally
there was two temples.
That's right.
Totally destroyed, and they were both times it was on the 9th of Av.
That's right.
In both the Babylonian and the Roman captivity, the temple was destroyed on this date.
That's right. It's
during
incredible.
The Holocaust, the Nazi, they chose the 9th of Av to carry out murderous and other demonically inspired actions against the Jewish community.
That's right.
The prophet Zechariah spoke of these dates in Zechariah 8:19,
which we just read.
You read, and so the Lord of Hosts, the fast of the fourth and the fast of the you mentioned that, didn't you?
Right.
The fast of the fourth and the fast of the fifth
That's
month.
Right.
Well, and the fast of the seventh month. And last week we talked, and also the fast of the 10th month.
That's right.
Last week we talked about what? We talked about these months. And so if you have that, or you order that calendar. And you've got that calendar in front of you that we mentioned, and you can still order it.
Mm-hmm.
You can look on it, and you can find out when, what month was the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, and the 10th.
That's right.
It wasn't our months. Okay?
That's right.
You have to be on the Jewish calendar.
Calendar
to be able to know what months God is talking about.
That's right.
Amen. Praise
Just
God.
Just like when our dear brother, everybody's heard about, Rabbi did the book about the blood moons, okay, and brought that forth. Well, he got looking into the things from NASA with the stars and all that, and he saw these moons, all blood moons, all joined together. Well, he put two and two together. He said, "Well, let's see what this is on the Jewish lunar calendar," and that's what blew him away when Rabbi did that. When the Rabbi did that, it was incredible. So, you know. Rabbi Belts, and so it's incredible. And so he looked it up, and so, you know, they all fell on what? God's appointed times, and, you know, at Passover, and also on the Feast of Tabernacles, and the next year will be the same thing again. We've already had one blood moon, we got another coming, and so it's interesting. But here's an interesting thought we found out about the, historically, these 21 days extending from the 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av that we're talking about represented a notable time of what? Bitterness and destruction of the Jews. Now listen to this, according to the rabbis, there was a demon that prevailed during this time, also called Ketev, K-E-T-E-V, meaning destruction and bitterness. The Jewish rabbis regarded this time not solely as a plague, this demon, but a demon with authority, what, to cause death and destruction through plagues. It was during this precise time that the Lord's prophecy concerning the destruction of Jerusalem was what? Was fulfilled.
Was fulfilled.
That's right. So let's look at a scripture here.
As you're going to that scripture, the Bible talks about a curse, right?
That's right, a curse.
Curses and blessings. And so this curse all started because of a bad report.
When they came out of the promised land, mm-hmm. with a bad report,
when the spies were sent in to go into the promised land,
yeah.
they came back with a bad report. There were only two that didn't have a bad report,
right.
and that was Caleb
and Joshua.
And Joshua. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two that were allowed to go into the promised land. The rest of them had to die before that time. They didn't go into the promised land. So only the two that had a good report, Joshua, who was Jewish, and Caleb, who was not really a Jew, but he was in the congregation with Moses because he believed in Moses and what Moses taught. So this curse all started way a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
a long, long time ago. And so what happens? This how can this curse be broken? I'm thinking, sometimes things just keep happening. And it's almost like, oh, this is an unlucky day. Well, it's not really an unlucky day.
That's right.
It's when a curse.
Can't light without a cause.
That curse came because of a cause.
That's right.
Now, if they would have all come back with a good report, they would have gone into the land and they would have taken those giants. They wouldn't have been afraid. They would
That's
have
right.
trusted the Lord, and fear wouldn't have come upon
mm-hmm.
them. And we can relate this to today because fear is
terrible.
Something the enemy, fear comes from the devil.
That's right.
So fear is still out there operating today. And Jesus said, he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Aren't we glad?
but he gave us what? Power, love, and a sound mind.
That's right.
Now, had all of these spies had power, love, and a sound mind, they would have come back, even though there were giants in the land, they would have come back and said, hey, there's giants in the land, but our God is greater, and we will prevail. We will win. But that wasn't what happened. And so that caused this curse just to continue to follow them, to follow the Jewish people all down through time. And actually, it's affected not just the Jewish people, but people in the world, because the Jewish people were scattered all over the world.
That's right. They were scattered, weren't they?
So we need to be careful what we say, don't we?
That's right.
Because out of our mouth we speak, what do we speak, Pastor Gene?
Truth.
Truth, but we can
speak
a lie.
And we can speak a lie, that's right.
So we have to be able to, we need to speak what God's Word says. We need to speak a blessing and not a curse. We need to speak the truth.
This book we have is the truth, I got in front of me.
That's right, this is the truth.
Mm-hmm. The only truth, amen.
Mm-hmm. And God keeps track. God is a good bookkeeper.
He sure is.
He keeps track of every single thing. And if we were to go back and you were go to your library encyclopedia, get on the computer, and you started studying out each single one of these things, what happened with King Ferdinand? You could go in there and you could find out all kinds of information.
It was
and you
done.
Could add to these notes that we have about the World War I. What about that? Let's go into the deeper things and find out what all happened, and what caused it. See, all these things are in the history books. A lot of our kids don't even know the history.
That's right. Even of our country.
Let alone World Wars and
right.
the Gulf War, even something that's happened fairly recently.
That's right.
They
have no clue.
They have no clue.
That's right. So it's incredible. Mm-hmm. So let's do this now. Let's look at some things in the scripture about this. I'm going to take you now to Jeremiah chapter 52. If you want to turn over, I'll wait a second mm-hmm. for you and give you a chance to, if you're at home, you can open up a Bible. If you're out driving, you can't do that, but you can listen. As we mentioned, if you want to get a copy of the CD or the tape that we're discussing this on today, all we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries and mail it to Post Office Box 413. It's in Stuart, Florida, and the zip here is 34995. What you're listening to with us is an outreach ministry of Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And many, many people have been touched by what we've taught on this program over these years. And we hope and pray this will just stir you up to get into your Bible and get some things about the Jewish roots and understand some things. There are a lot of things written today that you can find out more. When I started studying this back in 1988, there wasn't a whole lot out there at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there's so much available. See, so many people are beginning to see this. We see things on TV about it. John Hagee had a series not long ago about the appointed times and all that. And there's just a lot of good things. So it's available. And this book that I wrote, the God's prophetic calendar and the pictures of the Messiah is available. You can get through it, and you got all the lessons. It gives you all the appointed times and what the historical event was all about, and then the prophetic implication. That's the beauty of all of it, to teach you about the Messiah. The more you find out about Yeshua the Messiah, the more you fall in love with him. I'll tell you, it's incredible. And so here we are. We're over in Jeremiah chapter 52. You should have time to get there. If you're home on your computer, I guess you can listen there as well. I'm going to start in the very first verse and read a few verses here with you. Listen to this. Zedekiah, this was the king, of Judah, was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal. It's interesting, the mothers of these kings are all mentioned in the Bible. The women are important. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was what?
Evil
in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Remember, God told him, if you will just obey the Nebuchadnezzar, go into captivity, you'll survive and all that, and you'll be okay. But he refused to do that. All right? So what did he do? He disobeyed what God had to say. What happened? He saw his son's eyes put out right before him and all that. Amen? And so, well, it was incredible what happened with his family because of all this. And then, of course, he was taken to Babylon himself, and his eyes were put out. I guess his sons killed. I'm trying to remember how it went. Anyway, his sons went through a terrible time because of it. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, verse 4, in the 10th month. Now, the 10th month we've talked about is what? Is the month of Tevet. In the 10th day, so it's the 10th month of, the 10th day of the 10th month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, and he and all his army against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. So they besieged the city, and you read it in 2 Kings and all, you find out that it took 18 months for the whole city to fall. They didn't allow any food to go in, no water to go in, nothing to go in. And so what happened? They finally gave in. And if you read what the Bible says, it was so bad they were even killing and eating their own children. Can you imagine that, Pastor Don? That's how bad it was. It says in verse 5, so the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. All right? It tells you right here when it began. And in the 4th month, in the 9th of the month, what? The famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Now the 4th month is what? The month of Tammuz that we just came out of now. Okay, let's go on. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans, which are the Babylonians, were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king, and carried him up unto the king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew his sons. So I said before that they were blind. I made a mistake.
Slew the sons of Zechariah.
Zedekiah was one that was blinded. So they killed Zedekiah's sons before his eyes. He slew also the princes of Judah in Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him into Babylon and put him in prison till the day of his death. Isn't that incredible? And why? Because he disobeyed God. Amen. If he would have just listened, they would have went into captivity for the 70 years, and after it was over, hope if he was alive at that time, well, he'd have peace, but he didn't listen.
What a price to pay.
That's right.
And, his generation was cut off from there.
Absolutely.
And you see that a lot of times in the Bible where the generation that would continue was cut off because of somebody's sin.
That's right.
And so here, his sons, they had to pay that. They paid that price, right? They were killed.
That's
they were
right.
Murdered, actually murdered before his eyes. So, it's like the enemy. He had to see his sons die, and knowing that he wouldn't have any generations after him. His seed had actually stopped there. That's what the Lord's been showing me about generation and generational curses. Many times the seed doesn't go any further because the sin is so bad. And so, and God says it's going to go, what, to the third and fourth generation.
That's right.
But we know the blessings of God go to 1,000. But, many times God will just stop a generation from going on.
That's right.
And so this is what happened here. And he had to see that with his eyes, and then his eyes were put out.
He couldn't see. He had to remember this all the rest of his life.
All the rest of his life he had to remember.
What he did by disobeying God.
Because what was the last thing he saw?
That's right.
The last thing he saw was the destruction of his seed.
Of his seed, that's right.
And you know, that's so powerful and so prophetic. And a lot of people just don't, they might just say, oh, too bad. But they don't really think of the depth and how deep that goes, because how important is the seed to God? How important is the generations to God? You know, what does he say in the beginning? That we're to multiply and we're to prosper and we're to have godly seed.
That's right, absolutely.
So he wants godly seed to come forth. But when things like this happen, you know, God intervenes. God didn't do it himself, but who does God use? He uses many times the enemy or others, because this was the enemy. The enemy, we know the enemy is the devil, but God uses the enemy, meaning other kinds of people, to bring forth this kind of,
judgment.
People are saying, well, God is a God of love. And he is a God of love. But you know, we see all through the Bible that people have paid the price, and judgments come because of disobedience.
That's right. That's right. And some of those wicked kings and all, he said they were, like I think about the pharaohs, you know. Well, he said they were servants.
Servants.
He used them for a purpose to bring judgment to Israel.
That's
to
exactly
understand
right.
What needed to be done. And so we see that in the Bible. Amen.
And even in Egypt, you know, he said that Pharaoh was his servant.
That's right.
And, you know, his heart got harder and harder. Mm-hmm. And it even says the Lord made his heart harder. Well, people have a hard time dealing with that.
That's
but,
right.
You know, God moves in strange and mysterious ways, and we really don't comprehend a lot of it. But we just have to take what this says right here. He saw his sons murdered.
That's right. It's the last thing he saw.
And so what happened? We need to read verse 12. And now in the fifth month, if you have that calendar that we promised we'd send you guys, just ask for it. I'm sure there's a lot more people who would like to have it. You would know that this is the month of Av, and it was in the 10th day of the month. It's the 10th day of the month. God uses the number 10 a lot throughout the Bible.
That's right.
And so, you know, we could say, well, this is just history. It's not just history. It is history, but yet it's not just history, because God wants us to know what happens during these months. What happens during the month of Av? When you know the month of Av is coming, or any month, when you know the month of Nisan is coming, you know Passover is coming. You know it means deliverance. But when you see the month of Av and you see the 10th day, well, you know it's 5 days before the full moon. And you also know that in this month of Av, that a lot of things happened that we've already mentioned.
That's right. So you go on, you read this, see what happens. You know, verse 13 says, and what? Nebuchadnezzar burned the house of the Lord and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem and all the houses of great men burned he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard break down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. So this is the history of what happened. So no wonder they mourn about this every year. But there's some other things we found I thought was kind of interesting.
So this is one day past the ninth.
That's right. Well,
all these things were destroyed. All these things happened during that time.
That's right. And then it happened again in 70 A.D. the same way, you know, with the Roman legions and all that. But you think about this fifth month that we're talking about, you know, there were always periods of what we talked about, mourning and fasting and all that. But you know, the ancient leaders and rabbis recognized that the righteous must be hidden in the secret place of the Most High during the time of trouble. We talked about this the other night in a church and on Sunday, which they believe was a dress rehearsal for the birth pangs of the Messiah. We talked about that a lot in our classes. In Isaiah 26, 17 through 21, we shared this last week. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a season when the righteous are directed to what? Hide themselves while wrath and indignation take its course. And we mentioned the word indignation is another term for Jacob's trouble. Now Zephaniah 2:3, which we covered also that week, also prophetically forecast a season when the holy people are directed to seek what? God, to seek righteousness, to seek humility, and perhaps be hidden in the day of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh's what? Anger.
Anger.
So according to these rabbis, the heat of the noonday from 12 noon until 3 was a time of extreme activity for that evil spirit that we just talked about a little bit ago. Even a review of recent years will reveal that this season of time has produced considerable destruction through what? Storms, droughts, floods, extreme heat, and famine. Now here's some interesting things we found out about. I'd read this last year, but I lost my notes, so Donna had to bring it up on the computer again.
I was thinking there was that one of those really bad storms was during the ninth of Av. I'll have to research that one, but it just came to my mind.
On July the 16th, 1994, listen to this, which was on the ninth of Av, all right, on the Hebrew calendar, the 21 pieces of Shoemaker Levy comet began to bombardment on the planet of Jupiter. We actually saw that on TV. They showed it hitting
they can see it.
Jupiter. Then on July 21st of 2009, Jupiter was hit again, exactly 15 years, less than 1 week, from Shoemaker Levy by something as large as Earth. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Something hit as big as the Earth. Could God be speaking to us again? Mm-hmm. Did God give someone else 15 more years?
Yes,
remember
he
that?
Did.
He did. And what happened? Manasseh came from that king, and all hell broke loose in Israel because of that king. But he was given 15 more years, as Isaiah came back and told him that he would. Hezekiah, he had 15 years added to his life. Now listen to this. Jupiter is commonly recognized as a symbol of idolatry and paganism. But it's not with the Jewish people, though. One of the most devastating events in the history of Israel occurred when the image of Jupiter was placed in the temple of God. When was this? This was during Antiochus Epiphanes Day, how Hanukkah was established.
Mm.
We continue to observe the Feast of Hanukkah as a celebration of the victory of the Maccabees in removing this pagan god from the temple and reinstituting temple worship. It is clearly prophetically significant that Shoemaker Levy, the comet, began its assault on the planet Jupiter on this notable date. It is also significant to remember that the comet was broken into 21 pieces, also representing what? The 21 days extending from what? The 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av, the season which this prevailing spirit operates with its greatest authority. Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And the last thing we found on this, it says, even though Jupiter is a symbol of idolatry for the pagan world, it is also a term of righteousness in the Hebrew language.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's a planet of righteousness. The Hebrew name for Jupiter, I guess it's spelled T-Z-E-D-E-Q, Zedek, I guess, and comes from the word meaning righteous or righteous one.
Zedek, that's where Melchizedek comes
from. That's right.
From that
it's
word.
From this term that the name Melchizedek is derived,
mm-hmm.
denoting king of righteousness.
King of righteousness.
Clearly we can see that Satan has perverted Jupiter into a symbol of idolatry. However, we can glean understanding from this term as a symbol of righteousness and hope of our being cleansed, hallelujah, by the truth of God's word, thereby making us a suitable habitation for his Holy Spirit so that we can share his holiness. Isn't that incredible? And then Donna found some things I never knew this that we found out about, some of the customs that are associated with the ninth of Av. Listen to this. The Torah is forbidden to be read on that day, as it's considered, what, an enjoyable activity. It's a time of sorrow, okay? Except for sad texts, such as, what, the Book of Lamentations, the Book of Job, and portions of Jeremiah. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
People refrain from greeting each other or sending gifts on this day. Old prayer books and Torahs are often buried on this day. During this three-week period, weddings and other parties are not permitted, and people refrain from cutting their hair. It is customary to refrain from eating and drinking even water, washing, bathing, shaving, or wearing cosmetics,
mm-hmm.
wearing leather shoes, and engaging in marital relations. Work is also restricted on this day. Isn't it incredible? On those 21 days.
It's a sad day.
Especially
it's
on the 9th of Av.
It's a sad day of destruction.
Sure is.
So and they're so, to humble themselves, to be low, you know, and not to eat, and to refrain from things that would make you happy.
That's right. Now I'm going to take you over to 2 Kings chapter 25, and we'll see some more things. We have quite a bit in the Bible talked to you about this time. 2 Kings 25.
Mm-hmm.
Go there with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Where do I want to start at here? Yeah, let's do that. I want to start in the very first verse. Are you ready? Listen to this. We got some time here. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign. Okay, who was that? Who was the king over here? Huh? They had Zedekiah had his eyes put out. It was the ninth year of his reign. In the 10th month, this is the month of Tevet, in the 10th day of the month, the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he and all his hosts against Jerusalem and pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about. Zedekiah, okay, and all. Well, we just read this over in Jeremiah. Now, verse 2. And the city was what? Besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And on the 9th day of the 4th month, this is the 9th day of the month of Tammuz, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. If you figure this out with a calendar, it's a period of 18 months that it happened. Okay,
mm-hmm.
18. Turn to Jeremiah 39:2. Honey, that might be something to look at, too. I got a note here about that. Now, it goes on. And the city was broken up, and all the men of the war fled by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which is by the king's garden. We just read that in Jeremiah. Now the Chaldees, which were what, the Babylonians, were against the city round about, and the king went the way toward the plain. And the way of the Chaldees pursued after the king, overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army, what, scattered from him. were scattered. They took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. They slew the two sons of Zedekiah before his eyes and put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him with fetters in brass and carried him to Babylon. Now, verse 8, and in the fifth month, here we are in the month of Av, on the seventh day of the month, the seventh of Av, which is the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, captain of the guard, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house burnt he with fire. Amen?
Wow.
So, we see the same thing here, and God mentions it several times in the Bible. So, did you go over and look up Jeremiah 39:2? What's it say there?
It says, and in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, that's Tammuz. The ninth day of the month, the city was broken up.
That's right. So we see all these dates, they're revealed in the Bible. So it was a terrible time. And so the Jews remember this every year. And so they just went through this past week on Tuesday about this. And here they were in this time when they're having all these bombs coming in from Hamas, from the Gaza and all that. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a dreadful total time for Israel, but it's not a good time. And so this basically started right around this time during these 21 days, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
From Tammuz 21 to the 9th of Av. And so we're through the 9th of Av, and let's hope this ceasefire holds up. But we heard a little bit last night that there was somebody, they fired two rockets into Israel again. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, we know that God has the victory all the time, doesn't he?
And we know we're in the last days, too.
We are in the last days. This proves a lot of things in regards to all this. And so it's amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
And the thing that caught my eye thinking about all this is when this date really was the most significant was when the 12 spies went into the promised land and they said, oh, we're like grasshoppers because there was giants in the land. They came back and only two men, you know, Caleb.
Ten spies.
And Joshua had a good report because they believed what God said they were going to have it. And so it says right here, we know this is what happened. And that's when the curse started. But I think about this. We have another pattern right there. You know, Joshua and Caleb came out of the promised land. And they had a big pole in their arms with all this huge fruit and all that was growing in the promised land. Caleb's name means dog. Well, dog in Hebrewism back in those days meant what? A Gentile. If you check Caleb's life out, his father was Jephunneh, I think that's his name. Jephunneh, I'll get it in a minute. Jephunneh was his father, and he was a Gentile. But God honored him so much that he put him in the tribe of what? Of Judah. And so here we have a Gentile carrying this thing out of the promised land, all this fruit, and Joshua, who was, his name means what? Yeshua. That's how we get our name, Yeshua. Here they are, coming out of the promised land. We have a pattern right there of what? The one new man.
Jew and the Gentile.
The Jew and the Gentile. Going out, they came out of the promised land, but they were going to go back in because God promised that land. And so Joshua and Caleb stood on what God told them. And when it was all over, remember Caleb told the prophet and all, and God, he says, give me my land that he promised him. And he gave him some of the most dreadful land. But what happened? Because of the promise that God gave him, he went in and he took the mountain and all the rest of it.
So they were a team. They worked together. He said, give me the hard land. Yeah. He said, give me the mountains, you know, give me the hard part. And so he wasn't afraid. And the Bible says that they were both pretty much the same age, about 80 years old, and said they had the same strength that they had when they went.
They had a different spirit about them, though, didn't they?
But they had a different spirit about them. That's right. They didn't have a spirit of a quitter
or
an old man or anything like that. They knew that they had they moved by according to the strength of the Lord and being obedient.
Right.
Because as soon as you're disobedient, yes, you're almost like a weak man. You will never win the battle.
That's right.
When you're obedient. See, Joshua experienced that because there were times when the Jewish people were disobedient and they lost the battle.
That's right.
But as soon as they were obedient, they won the battle. Even with a small amount
small
of
number
men.
Of people.
Small
number of people. Look what happened in Gideon's day, right?
Right. God's not looking at the number. He's looking at the heart.
That's right.
And he's looking for obedience. He's looking for obedience, that we must obey the word of God and do what God says. Otherwise, we can't do, we think you'll do it on our own. We'll figure it out. Well, we don't know more than God. Some people think they may know more than God. But when we do things God's way, even though it may seem foolish to man.
That's right.
And it will seem foolish to man, like you talked about Gideon. That sound like a foolish way to win an army.
That's right. And he had 32,000 to start with, and God took him down to 300, and they won.
And they won.
But they never lifted a hand.
They wouldn't have been able to win with all of those people that who had doubt and unbelief.
That's right.
You got to leave those people behind and say, okay, you do what you stay back. You stay out of the army. Stay out of the war. You're not fit for God's army. And a lot, there's a lot of people that are not fit for God's army. And so, but He wants us to be fit. And the only way we're going to be fit is to be obedient and to believe what God says and believe His word.
Right.
And do what God tells us to do, and not have a bad report. Don't have doubt and unbelief. You've got to have faith. You got to have faith, and you have to have trust. Faith. I taught on this last Sunday. Faith and trust walk together. They have to be together.
Amen.
Or you won't have the victory. There's no victory without faith and trust in God and what God says. The odds may look impossible, but with God, the Bible says that
all things
are possible. So it's trusting and believing God and not coming back with the bad report. If you feel like you're going to say something bad, close your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't open
Hallelujah.
Your mouth. Don't let it out. Even though God knows what we think.
That's right,
but
Lord.
He knows our heart. But we got to speak the word of God. And God can change our heart to a
Amen.
Heart of doubt and unbelief to a heart of belief and trust in Him and faith.
That's right.
Because it's a faith walk. And God wants to encourage us. And He encourages us by the victories we have. And what does that do? That our faith, it doesn't really grow. I don't really think that faith grows. But I think as we obey God.
We trust Him more.
It's more. It seems like it's growing. But we've always had faith.
That's right.
We've all been given a measure of faith.
Amen.
And so Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed.
That's right.
Okay, you're going to move a mountain.
Hallelujah.
So you don't have to wait until your mustard seed grows into a huge tree. If you just have the faith of a mustard seed. See, it's the seed that produces faith.
Amen.
So you got to have the seed, faith of a mustard seed. Then your faith is a supernatural faith. It's not something you have to see or see that big tree, that seed turn into a big tree. No, that takes a long time.
That's right.
No, faith is instantly. Faith
Amen.
Is instantly. It's just a believing God and believing what He says and speaking it and doing it. And that's all it is. It's simple. Simple faith. And a lot of people just don't understand that. It just takes that simple, childlike faith.
But you think about Gideon. If God would have let Gideon go with the 32,000 men that he had, well, if they would have won with that, they would have thought, well, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God took it down to impossible odds, and so what happened? They won the battle. We see that all through the Bible.
And who's going to use foxes' tails?
That's right.
That sounds so stupid.
Like Samson
Samson
tied them together and caught them on fire.
And baskets and blow shofars.
That's
well,
right.
Some people don't even want to hear a shofar blowing in a church.
That's
hey,
right.
I love the sound of the shofar. And we blow the shofar in our meetings with the Lord all the time. And, I'll take that shofar and go out and blow it on the street.
Amen.
It's a sound. It's God's sound.
We blow it at the Bible marathon.
People need to hear the sound of the shofar
right.
blowing. Amen.
Amen.
God speaks through that shofar.
I'm just hearing something
God.
By the Spirit right now.
Die.
When I spoke about Caleb being from a Gentile from the tribe of Jephunneh, I'll challenge you. Somebody might say, I don't believe that. Go check your Bible out. You'll find out that his father was a Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Check out your Bible.
Check out your Bible.
Research.
Look. You'll
study
see.
And.
God's got some amazing things to uncover in this Bible.
He tells us to study, right?
The Word of God. That's right.
That
study.
To show yourself
approved. What? Unto God.
Unto God.
A workman that needeth not to be shamed.
Rightly
dividing the word of
truth.
Don't just believe everything you hear. You go check it out
check
for yourself.
It out.
You'll be a Berean. Find out if that's what really happened, okay?
You have eyes to see.
That's right. We have a lot of misnomers today that's being spoken in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that bugs me is this thing called the rapture. Well, that word's not even in the Bible. Why do we use that term? Well, don't we just stick with caught away? We're going to be caught away one day.
We're going to be caught away.
The Trinity is not even mentioned in the Bible. Why don't we just call it the Godhead?
But the Godhead is mentioned.
That's right, several times.
And as far as I know, it's only mentioned in the King James Version.
The proper way.
So, and also, like you just mentioned before, we need to get back on the King James Authorized Version of the Bible.
It's not
a divine
nature
or divine being. Some of these watered down Bibles
that
take out part of the word. They take out words and they add words. And what does the Bible tell us about that? It also tells us in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So they are in agreement. The Old Testament and the New Testament, they're in agreement with each other. And so we need both.
Maybe I need to read it.
It talks about that in the Old. It talks about in the book of Revelation
yeah.
that we're not to add to or take away. From the Word of God.
Look at this, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, if you want to write it down at home. It says this.
That's in the Torah.
Yeah, ye, that means you all, shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you what? Diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Amen?
And so we don't want to take anything. In the book of Revelation, go to there and read that as well.
We might as well go read that. We got about 3 minutes.
They certainly are in agreement.
And so they are in agreement, totally. And that's how Jesus closed out the book of Revelation, chapter 22, with this. He says this, verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Wow.
And if any man shall take away, that means to diminish, from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And I think he's talking not just the book of Revelation, he's talking about the whole book,
the whole Bible. And also what's key there in the very end of the Bible is the curses still remain if you don't obey.
That's right.
So we don't. God doesn't send a curse. We bring the curse by our disobedience.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton.
Well, this time goes by fast.
And we're just blessed to be here on Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 noon, Lord willing. And you can also listen to us on the internet. So, and you can go back and listen to this broadcast again if you'd like to take some notes down, because I know we go a little fast at times. But you can jot those scriptures down and you can do some research on your own. Amen. So we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. And we have a Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And this Sunday we'll have fellowship meal afterwards. And then we also have Friday night Shabbat, and we have Bible school on Saturday. I'm going to give the phone number. And also the internet is WCNO.com. And you just go on Saturday, look for Saturday, and go to Raising the Standard, and you will see us there. Or you can give us a phone call at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. If you'd like that calendar about or information about the church, just give us a call and we'd be glad to help you out with that and send you any information you might want to have.
So as we close here, remember to continue to pray for Israel. They're in a difficult time right now, but God's on their side, so we got to lift them up. The Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we're going to continue to do that. But we know the true peace will not come until what? The Prince of Peace comes. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, to this earth and establish his kingdom. But we're on this program every Saturday because we love people. We want to see the standard raised in the body of Christ. The truth will make us free. Jesus said, not set you free. He's going to make you free permanently.
Amen.
And so we're honored to be here with you. So as we close out every week, we want you to know that. And so I say every week as we close that we're going to continue to lift up the name of Jesus, and we're going to do what? We're going to look it up every day because
look,
of redemption
draweth
nigh. And what do you say, Pastor Dunham?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.